Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all, hey, oh, yo, what up? It's Mr. Do It All, Vice Verse, and you're checking out my sexy sis, my girl in a bag of pearls, Emma E2K, at the Queen's Lounge, right here on LushRadioOnline.com. Wow!
LushRadioOnline.com with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And I'm here. I'm blessed to be here another week, another hot topic, hot music, and, you know, we're going to go straight into it. Tonight's show is sponsored by LushRadioOnline.com. E2K Enterprise is a she thing, and PR flags up. So what we're discussing today, today's topic, is how important is money in a relationship. I have posted that on last Saturday. I did a Saturday topic, like sometimes I do on my Facebook. And I couldn't believe the overwhelming response that I got to that particular question, which, you know, went the following. How important is money in a relationship? Many relationships have ended due to the lack of it, or one of the other not being able to provide or meet the other halfway. So how important it is in your relationship? So the question for tonight is, how important is it in your relationship? You know, some relationships is not that important, and some others are. You know, call in 347-826-7722, and I would like to hear from you how important it is to you. I'm trying to scroll down because Lord knows I post so much stuff, Jesus Christ. So I'm trying to scroll down my own page, which, by the way, you can follow me on Facebook, MAE2K. Follow me also on the Twitter, MAE2K. Follow us, Lush Radio Online. Follow us on the Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Everything is Lush Radio Online. And on Instagram, and also for MAE2K as well. So wherever you go, just either tap in Lush Radio Online, or you can tap in MAE2K and or E2K Enterprise, and you will definitely find out what I'm doing, where I'm at, and you can be able to follow. So I'm trying to scroll down and look, because I think I got over like 100 comments and responses, no lie. So as I'm looking, scrolling down, we'll go into music then. We'll play some music, and let me see. I'm trying to find something that's appropriate for the topic. If not, play whatever. Shout out to all my queens, everybody doing their thing. I see you ladies. Salute to all the queens that are out there, definitely doing their thing, and they're definitely leaving their contribution in this world for the princesses that are following us, and the next women down the line. So definitely peace and shout out to y'all.
It just doesn't get better than this. The many windswept yellow stickies of my mind are the molten emotional front lines. I couldn't care less, I'm transfixed in this absolute bliss.
Beast boy.
You're listening to LushRadioOnline.com at the Queen's Lounge, baby. That's where I'm at. That's my E2K, yo.
Think about, ignite me.
totally different every time you keep me on my feet, happily excited by all your cologne and your hands, your smile, your intelligence. You woo me, you caught me, you tease me, you please me, you fool me, give me things to think about, invite me, you ignite me, correct me, you love me, you like me, incite me to chorus, la da 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 da
different and special in every way imaginable. You love me from my hair follicle to my toenails. You got me feeling like the breeze, easy and free and lovely and me. Oh, when you touch me, I just can't control it. When you touch me, I just can't hold it. The emotion
peace, peace, everyone. You're listening to LushRadioOnline.com with your sexy host, MA2K. And tonight's topic that we're discussing at the lounge, at the Queen's Lounge, is how important is money in a relationship? You know, how important is money in your relationship? Call me 347-826-7722. I see everybody on deck. I see everybody on the Facebook hitting me up on the IM. Follow me on the Twitter, Instagram, all that. This subject is kind of touchy. I have posted it, and the overwhelming response was crazy. The last I checked, we were like 75 comments. I'm now trying to find my page and trying to find it, and I cannot. Luckily for me, Morris Mills had tagged me and posted the same question on his page. So I can read some of the stuff that was put down on his page and the conversation that went over there. I don't know why, but for some reason I'm not able to see where mine is at with my topic and all those responses I got. But it is what it is. Okay, so he had tagged me, and it starts over in his page. T.S. Weatherspoon has said, "I don't feel it matters at all as long as two people have God. They will be blessed, so that means not to despise small beginnings, because what starts small, God can make it grow into greatness just as long as he is the center of it all." And, okay, that was his answer. And Morris replied, "I like that." So where I chimed in and said, let's be realistic, money plays a very key point because it determines how you live and you have to know how to manage it, especially when you have children that need certain things like a roof over their head, clothes on their back, and food in their fridge, just to mention the basics. It can get stressful, but it's a conversation that needs to be had. It's an agreement that has to be understood on who plays what role. Now, it's up to the individuals to decide if that's something they can deal with. Not everybody can deal with the pressure of having to take care of another grown-up. I believe in my answers, I had a brother by the name of Charles say that it's everyone's he believed that it's everyone's personal responsibility to be able to provide for themselves. I'm in agreement with that. So, you know, we were going back and forth because for some reason it started getting kind of like a little bit religious. And they started throwing God and religion into it, which this question is not bad at all. I mean, you know, it's not about that. So I chimed in again and I said, I just feel the conversation needs to take place when you're discussing uniting lives together, money, health, goals, future plans, your kids' names, how many kids you want, et cetera. And this all should happen in the courtship, which we don't do anymore, you know. We don't court anymore, you know. We're considered dating or whatever. We don't do that. We don't take out the time to know a person, get to know them, their health, their finances, I mean everything, before we get into a relationship. And then a couple of months or a couple of years down the line, we're looking at this total stranger that's laying next to us on the other side of the bed. Like, how do you do that, and how did you get to that point? So I wrote that, and Rodney Alexander said, amen, Emma. There's so many relationships where the folks involved do not really truly know one another. So I said, I know plenty, which led me to want to bring the topic to discussion. So Morris asked, it does matter, Emma. These matters need to be discussed, but we miss these important elements. Now, what about if two Christians are facing these issues? What attitude should they take? And I said the same ones. I mean, I believe in God, you know, the same one, because you're a Christian, you shouldn't court and discuss topics that matter so you can get to know the person you're about to commit to. I didn't get it. I didn't get what the difference would be if you're Christian or not Christian, following kind of the same tradition, because especially when you're Christian, you're supposed to get to know the person because you don't have casual sex. You're supposed to go straight into marriage. But, you know, the religion is another topic, which, again, I'm not discussing, and I don't want to get out the topic. I want to discuss how important is money in, you know, a person's relationship, at each one person's relationship. The point is to get people to discuss and be a little more open with the person you're trying to build a life with, so there is an understanding on each other's values. Nobody's ever going to agree on everything, but you won't know where the other one stands if the conversation does not take place, because you can also love someone that is not good for you. Either way, you know, just keep talking. So my whole thing to this topic was to get people to discuss the topic of money. And I came to that because I was having a discussion with one of my queens, and she was having a situation where money played a role in the relationship, whether the relationship was going forward or not. And, you know, and that's kind of touchy, and it's kind of different for everyone. So, you know, call in, please, 347-826-7722, and I would like to know, you know, what you have to say about that. How important is money in a relationship? Sometimes it's not important, but sometimes it is, because although you may love someone to death, but, you know, love never paid the bills. I never heard of that. So, you know, call in, 347-826-7722, the Queen's Lounge.
will be perfect, but at least now I'm brave. Now my heart is open, I can finally breathe. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad, it's a brand new time for me. Yeah. is a quick game for me. Got my girls all hearing me. So send me, please, all your personal info. I ain't thinking about love, I just wanna get it. Pop a bottle, talk a lot of books, and let's go. My girls that's looking their best, won't you go and show it off for us?
of sexy hosts at the Queen's Lounge, lushradioonline.com. You already know what we're discussing today. Our topic is how important is money in a relationship. Some deem and say that money is not that important. I think everything is important. Money, health, you know, everything is important in a relationship, and everything should be discussed and agreed upon. And, you know, whatever both parties come to that agreement, then that's what's best for that relationship. You know, every relationship is different. So the topic tonight we're discussing is how important is money in your relationship? You know, how important it is. So I'm going to the phone lines, 917, y'all with ME2K at the Queen's Lounge. 917?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, my bad. Hey,
You want a big introduction?
No,
you're at the Queen's Lounge.
You crazy. What's going on, y'all? Yeah, it's Chuck Platinum.
It's a
good topic. I feel like money is definitely it's important, but I think that both people should bring it to the table. I think that there's stages in relationships where you're at. I think in the earlier stages, you know, you have a chance to, you know, build upon that. I guess you could do the Dutch thing, but after you start getting a little bit serious, then you need to have those conversations. I think a lot of times people don't have those conversations. I think they're afraid to have them, or, you know, maybe, you know, it's a little communication barrier. A lot of people don't like talking about money. So I think it's very important that, you know, people.
Why do you think that people are, like, afraid or stray away from that conversation, which is so important to have? Why do you think that's the case?
I think that, you know, sometimes it could be several things. Like, I think, you know, sometimes it may be the woman may make a little bit more than the man. You know, I think that sometimes people might not be as good with their money. They even talk about finances like that. They might hold certain bills or something like that, and walk into a situation. You know, so a lot of times people don't really. I don't know why people don't talk about money. I mean, it's definitely something that you should talk about, especially when you're dealing with the future and, you know, when you're talking about having kids and getting married and everything.
Because I noticed that people are quick to have the conversation about what position you want to put me in when we in bed. Like, that's quick. Like, yeah, we talk about that.
But we
won't discuss health, if you're healthy, if you have a disease, or, you know, what's the situation with money. Like, those are important things that we need to be discussing, and we shouldn't be ashamed or embarrassed to talk about that. Listen, if you owe, then I owe. But you know what? At least, I think, give me the fair chance to say, well, you know, okay, I'll work with you while you're working through your bills or not.
Right? Yeah, definitely. I agree. I totally agree. I think that, you know, people just don't really communicate. You know, everything these days is instant gratification. So a lot of times, a lot of people want the instant gratification right away. I think sometimes people present themselves in situations like that, and then they kind of worry about it afterwards. You know, they deal with their feelings first, and then, you know, your judgment might get a little clouded. So after a while, you don't care about that, and the next thing you know, you find out the person don't got no job or nothing like that. And, you know, I think those are things that you should talk about up front. Like, even if you're friends, and even if you're platonic, like, hey, what do you do for a living? You know, just simple questions like you should ask that, you know, you might get your answer without, it could be a little vague, but you'll get a lot of answers because people will be more comfortable probably telling the truth in a more friendship environment rather than, you know, when they get in a relationship.
And I don't mean neither like coming to the first or second date and having to show me your bank account. That's, you know.
Right.
But you know, at least let me know the situation as far as how are you doing financially, because, you know, if you can't take care of yourself, then what are we going to discuss about bringing together? Because it's supposed to be 50-50, like everyone claims. The relationship is 50-50, 50-50.
Right.
So if we're not doing 50-50, we're going to do 80-20. I would like to know if I got to bring in my 80 because you only have 20. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a fair question. I don't think it's about even gold digging because, again, I'm not trying to find out your exact amount or zero, but, you know, I think it should be said. Listen, this is my situation. And then from there you take it on. Like, okay, I think I could deal with this. Or you know what? This is not what I want to get into.
Yeah. Exactly, and I think that first let's get even deeper with it. I think that you know people really don't know. You know, a lot of times people aren't responsible enough with their finances to even have that discussion. You know what I'm saying? Like the first question that you should be, you know, when you're starting to get serious and that conversation does come up, you know, is how financially responsible are you? Because you could understand like if a person understands how money works, then you could pretty much gauge on what the person could bring to the table. Because a person could have a $100,000 a year job and have all of these bills and student loans and everything and don't know how to finance their money and still be broke, you know,
right.
because they don't have that financial education. So, you know, the first question should really be how financially aware are you? What do you have? You know, do you know about assets? Do you know about liability? You know what I'm saying? Because if you talk to a person and they don't really know about their assets and liabilities, then you already know about their spending habits. You know about, you know, how they're going to spend money, how they're going to manage money. And sometimes, you know, you find people, most people are really not educated with finances. So it's really dedicated to saying to yourself, okay, is this person, that's where all the other elements come in, where you have to say, is this person really worth my time to invest that kind of time if they're not that financially aware? Because if you're working and you're making $10 an hour and I'm making more than you, I can show you how to be responsible with that $10 an hour where you'll still have and you can still be able to contribute. So it's just about how a person is willing to deal with that person. That's why so many other elements in the relationship matters. Because that conversation will be led up to. That's why you have to do it in stages. That's what I believe.
You know, and I believe the same. You know, I have a lot of discussions with a lot of my, my fellow queens. And it's funny because when we talk about those things as far as like when you first begin, and I'm talking everyone, you know, I'm not talking about when you're already 10 years in. And either spouse lost the job and then you have to, step up for them. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the very beginning when you're trying to establish something and, you know, some certain questions should be asked. Like, you know, for instance, do you have children? You know, physically, how you take care of yourself? Do you use condoms? And, you know, instead of being so infatuated and wanting to know how many different positions you want to put me in, you know, I'd rather have the conversation where, like you said, how financially responsible are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. And I think that, you know, within relationships, I think that people, you know, like I said, you know, everything is
and goals too, right? Like, that's important, too, like, because you made a valid point about someone can have $100,000 in their bank account, but
right.
yet not know how to manage it and be broke. So it's not you having a certain amount of money and it's like, okay, everything's going to be all right. Because if you don't know the value, if you don't respect money, there's a lot of people that don't have no respect for money, you know. They'll go to the club and spend that 100 grand easy in one night.
Exactly.
I've seen it. You know what I mean? And then be worried about how you're going to pay your bills and pay rent and everything else, you know, afterwards. I've seen people be that irresponsible. So, and I also know people that have only had $100 in their bank account, but yet always pay their bills on time and always have, you know, all this together, don't live in their mama house. Like, you know, so, you know what I mean? So you're right about that discipline, being able to discipline yourself and having goals. Because if no person, not woman, no man, if you don't have no goal in life, it don't really matter because you're always going to be in the same spot, in the same place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And you know, then you'll be, you know, you'll be worrying about, you know, kind of being under somebody else's coattails, you know. When you have your own goals and you have your own, you know, your own understanding, or at least, you know, I mean, I would love a partner, you know, I love a partner that's willing to learn. You know, if I know something and, you know, I know that it's going to benefit us down the line, you know, at least be willing to learn. Like, you know, everybody is not financially responsible, and it's really not a when a person understands that it's really not their fault that they're not financially responsible, then they'll be willing to be coachable and teachable, and that's also helping your partner too, because then you're uplifting their quality of life. So if you could educate yourself and educate, you know, it's easy. Like, you know, it goes back to simple arithmetic. If you understand arithmetic, then you understand how money works. One plus one equals two. And you just have to take $1 and put it away, you know what I'm saying, and spend a dollar, whatever. If you got $2, you put $1 away, you spend, you know, and you save a dollar, and you spend it. You know, so when you understand that, then you understand how money works. It's that simple, but a lot of times people just go ahead and they spend, and they don't put anything away. And, you know, next thing they know, they worrying about their bills. You know, it's simple cash flow, assets, and liabilities. When you understand those three things, then, you know, anybody could be in a good position, no matter how much money you got.
That's true. And like I said, I've seen, you know, both sides of that, of the coin on that. And I just want to create awareness. Like, I like to create awareness to everything that I feel is important. And this is one of the important elements of when you're, you know, when you're uniting with somebody, before you even lay up and all that, part of this conversation should really be, you know, talking about money and how it affects in the relationship, because either good or bad, it still affects you some sort of way, because you can't live on love. There's no way. I never heard of a landlord say, okay, I'll take the love that he has for you, and you can still stay living here. You know?
Right.
So, you know, being realistic in that aspect, it's like everyone always has to be able to bring something to the table. And once you hit a certain age, because, you know, for the young ones, still, I guess, don't think about this, but once you start maturing, you start being on your own, and you know what it is to pay bills and all that, you start coming to that understanding, like, wow, okay, you know, in order for me to make things happen, I have to, you know, discipline myself in certain ways. And let me tell you, I know a lot of 50-year-olds that are still not disciplined to this day, so it's not even about the age, you know? It's not even about the age. But, Chuck, stay on hold with me. Let me go back on the line. I have somebody else that may want to chime into this topic. 646, you're on with MA2K on the Queens Lounge. And you already hear what we're discussing. Peace.
Hi, how are you? I'm Prody Mac. I'm from East Harlem.
Peace. You want to chime into the topic?
Yes, I want to talk into the topic. The topic basically is on does money, like, count in a relationship, right?
How important it is in your relationship. Like, how do you see, you know, money being important in your relationship? Or do you, or don't you?
I mean, I don't. I really don't, personally, because, like, money's so replaceable in every way. Like, it's there, you know what I mean? We're in America, you can make it, you know what I mean? So it shouldn't hold that much of an importance to the relationship. I mean, it should be 50-50, yes, nonetheless. I heard the other guy on the other line say 50-50, something like that, and you said 50-50 as well. But as far as, you know what I mean, as far as being a male in America, you know what I mean, East Harlem, you know what I mean, Spanish male, you know what I mean, you have to, like, as a male, you have to take, you know, full responsibility of the family 9 times out of 10, correct?
That's what people say. You know, everyone's different. There's people that would say no, that is not like that. And this time and age, really, the tables have turned a lot. There's a lot of women holding down households right now. You know, a lot more than we had, like, maybe 10 years ago or even 20.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've actually seen it. You know, I've seen it in the public right now, like, a lot of girls taking care of guys. You know what I mean? And it's, you know what I mean, it's very liberal nonetheless. You know what I mean? But I don't agree with the whole situation. I think you should, like, on the first difference, as an example, the first date, basically, the guy should, you know what I mean, put up. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Be that gentleman. You know what I mean? Like, we have to, like, I know we're in 2012 or whatever, but we have to have some sort of roots. You understand? Like, we have to have some sort of,
Listen, just because it's 2012, it could be 2020. Let's not forget what happened to the ladies and gentlemen. That's always, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome, right?
Yeah, there's no gentlemen no more. That's the problem. That's the problem, actually. And there's no more. All women, but there's no more ladies as well. Like the young generation, for instance. Like I'm 21, whatever. The people around like my age group and everything, like they got love all mixed up with lust.
That's true, and that's definitely another topic for another day. I got less than a minute left. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you for calling at the Queen's Lounge. Chuck, thank you also as well for calling in the Queen's Lounge. I appreciate you. Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, you got it.
Peace, guys. Thank you. I really appreciate y'all calling in. Don't forget, next week we'll be back with another hot topic. You're listening to Emma E2K, the hottest host in the game. Peace, guys.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm going to stay tuned, definitely.